Jammer Audiobooks presents By Force Alone by Lavi Tidar, narrated by Toby Longworth. From this amphibious, ill-born mob began that vain, ill-natured thing, an Englishman. Daniel Defoe, the true-born Englishman, 1701. Britain has kings, but they are tyrants. They plunder and terrorize the innocent. They defend and protect the guilty and thieving. They sit with murderous men. Gildas, On the Ruin of Britain, circa 510 to 530 AD. Fuck 'em if they can't take a joke. Aristophanes of Athens, 431 BC. Part 1. The Rise and Fall of Uther Pendragon. Chapter 1. King Vortigern the Usurper sits upon his throne and waits for the end of the world. Outside the castle walls the invaders slaughter his men and are slaughtered in turn, and the air fills with the stench of blood and the cries of the dying. King Vortigern the Usurper is no longer a young man, and the joints of his fingers are inflamed with arthritis, but by damn he can still hold a sword. He sits upon his throne. It is his by right. He had schemed for it, and he had killed for it, and it is his by force alone. The throne is carved of old cedar brought long ago from across the sea. It had been decorated in the past with intricate inlays of Welsh gold and set with amethyst, but the usurper had ripped those and many other valuables when he took the castle, and now his throne is bare. He prefers it that way. In the old days, travelling through the deep, dark forests of the land, preying on travellers or hiring out, they had slept in burrows in the earth, by burning fires, and sat on fallen trunks and logs. Sometimes he misses them, those who were there, those who had gone. Many had taken the fairy roads and were vanished, erased. But he remained, and he was hungry and strong. And now the throne is his by right. By force alone. The last vestiges of battle can be heard. Sunlight drapes across the room. The king hears the gates fall, and the invaders storm into his sanctum. He hears the clash of steel on steel. The throne smells pleasantly of cedar. After a time there is silence. King Vortigern, the usurper, hears the tread of heavy footsteps outside his door. They come closer.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?